President John Dramani Mahama has called on the newly appointed ministers to view the honor as a call to serve the nation and not business as usual. He stated that Ghanaians have high expectations of them and so they need to think outside the box and act as agents of reform at their ministries. President Mahama was sworn in at the Castle Osu, the first batch of seven ministers approved by Parliament to serve in his government. They took the oath of allegiance, secrecy and that of a minister of state. Pascaline Adadevo with the details.
The seven ministers were for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hana Sewatete, Agriculture, Clement Kofi Humado, Finance, Seth Tekpe, Lands and Natural Resources, Ahaji Nusa Fuseni, others are Roads and Highways, Ahaji Amin Suleimani, Water Resources, Works and Housing, Ahaji Collins Dauda, and Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga. They were all accompanied by their families to the brief ceremony, which officially set them off to hit the ground running. President Mahama led them through the oaths of Minister of State, allegiance and secrecy. The ministers then took turns to sign the Book of Oaths, which places a responsibility on them to serve the nation diligently. President Mahama asked them to view their appointment as a privilege to serve the nation. They are, however, required to exert their leadership firmly but in a civil manner. President Mahama tasked them to make delivery, modesty, respect for people and dignity their watchword.
We must learn to think outside the box and see how things can be done more efficiently than they've been done in the past. I send you to those ministries not to accept the mantra that that is how we've always done it. The question that should always remain uppermost in your mind is, how can we do it better, more efficiently, in the interests of the people of Ghana? We have a problem with bureaucracy in our public services, and often there is a problem of delivery. The time it takes for issues or projects to come from their inception stage to implementation is too long. Your watchword should be delivery, delivery, delivery. That is what Ghanaians expect you to do, that you're going to those ministries to deliver to them the service and the projects that they deserve.
On behalf of her colleagues, Madam Hanatete assured the president that they will leave above reproach and work towards eliminating bottlenecks that impede work in the public service.
We have taken note of your call to modesty, humility, efficiency, decency, but more importantly, dynamism and moving away from business as usual. We think that it's very opportune that you have given us these words at this time because it sends a signal not only to the public service, but to the people of Ghana and to our friends that in this administration, they can expect things to happen not the same as it happened before in order to truly accelerate the economic growth and development of this country and to deliver the transformation that we promised the people of Ghana when we were asking for their mandate. And on behalf of my colleagues, I would like to assure you that we will not disappoint you.
Newly sworn in Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hana Tete, ending that report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Some of the ministers share how they embrace the president's call to be innovative and come up with policies geared towards making the public service more effective. First, the finance minister, Seth Tekwe, and then the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda.
The Ghana Set Growth and Development Agenda, the medium-term plan which we have been implementing, which will be enhanced, you know, and so we are going to be dedicated to helping mobilize resources, as is the role of the Minister of Finance, to help the real sector ministries. Ghana has become a middle-income country, and it is part of our responsibility to make sure that we consolidate that resources and use resources as efficiently as possible, as you know, the charge all its ministers do.
At least, first of all, in trying to resolve a problem, you should be able to identify the problem, be conversant with the problem to be able to devise means of resolving the challenge. In the water sector, at least I know that we have a deficit in terms of what we are able to produce and what the demand looks like. There is a big difference between the demand and the supply of water. So what we'll be working on is to try and bridge the gap between the demand and supply of water. I am aware that we have a deficit of around 80 million gallons a day to be produced to meet the demand that is required in the country at the national level. And you look at it from two angles, that is the production angle, where we have made significant investments over the past 4 years with a view of improving upon the production of water. But after production, that will not get the water to the consumer. You need to put in place solid distribution infrastructure to be able to get the water to the consumer. And that should be the bottom line. In the rural areas, we'll focus on the provision of providing boreholes to smaller communities in the hinterland.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, and Minister of Finance, Seth